John.
Hey, John, this is Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing good, too. Thank you so much for asking. I appreciate that. The purpose of my call was to follow up with you regarding the Yelp ads.
Okay.
So when I was reviewing everything, it looks like we had an opportunity to speak with you, but we didn't actually get a chance to review everything for the Yelp ad.
All right.
Okay. So Yelp ads is available in your area, and it's actually very affordable, what we've got going right now with your cost per click and stuff like that. So what you're looking at, let me see here for you, dumpster rentals, it's about $10 a click with a total cost of about $30 per lead. So the way that it works with the Yelp ads, John, is it's a $500 investment, well, $499. So it's a $500 investment. It's month to month. There's no contract. And you pay that budget, and then we're able to get the leads up and running in the first, like, it's like a 3-day turnaround with the Yelp ads and the leads coming in directly to you. So what we're going to do for your specific page and how we're going to better the way that it looks now is we're going to give it some profile enhancements. We're going to remove your competitors off your page. Right now, it shows two sponsored ads, Mom and Son Dump a Ton and DHL Septic Services, as competitors that are showing directly on your page. So we want to go ahead and get those off. We want to enhance the profile with more photos and to get the portfolio up. We also want to help with review generation to get some five-star reviews on there. And we want to anchor that on the first page there directly in Yelp and have those leads coming directly to you.
Okay, how does the $10 per lead or something?
Mm-hmm.
How does that work? Because I tried the whole Angie's List thing,
mm-hmm.
and I was getting charged like a crazy amount, and it was just people calling me asking for a quote.
Right. I understand. So the way that it works with Yelp is totally different. You pay that budget up front, and that budget lasts you the whole month, the $500. And we're giving you a $100 kickback in ads, meaning you're getting additional $100 in Yelp ads coming directly to you. The first 6 months, that's the boost promo. After the first 6 months, it's a different type of promotion that they have available, so you wind up getting more free ads. So the way that it works is when you pay that budget, we stretch that budget over the entire month so that you're not in a situation like you were with Angie's leads. We hear that quite a bit. Plus, when the client goes in to look for your services, they're going through a series of questions that are very specific to the business. For example, they have the ability to go in and look for you directly. If they don't know your name directly, but they're looking for your services, it's going to take them through a series of questions that's going to give them the opportunity to go ahead and decide what it is. Like if that's going to be a dumpster of certain size, if they're looking for commercial, if they're looking for residential, all the specific questions they go through to determine what is going to be a qualified lead or give you the information that you need. So when that lead comes through, it comes directly through the Yelp messaging app. It's going to come directly to you. It's going to be the client on the other end, and they're going to be requesting service or requesting information directly from you. So the guys who are seeing a huge amount of success with this are the ones that are going on, and they're able to respond within the first 10 minutes. But in addition to that, the other thing that they're seeing, John, is when they're able to respond with an actual, you know, estimated quote. Obviously, you can't give exact quote, but if you're able to, you know, it would cost you between X amount and X amount of dollars, then those clients are seeing the strongest return, and they're getting to those clients first.
Right. So when does Yelp charge you? Once the deal has been done, or when the customer comes to you?
Yelp isn't charging. You're paying us, and we're paying Yelp. So the $500 is charged up front, the $499, and then we're also, like I said, including the $100 worth of additional ads, so it's like $600 total in ads that you're getting for the entire month, and it's working off of a budget. So Local Splash is running the campaign for you directly, not Yelp.
Okay. And it's $500 per month?
Per month. Again, that's month to month. There's no contract. So we're able to go ahead and get all of that going for you. And then if for any reason you're not 100% satisfied, obviously you don't have to stick it out. It's, you can remove it at any time. But our clients that have gone on and given the Yelp ads an opportunity, they're seeing a really great return on investment, especially for your industry, because like dumpster rental isn't specific to Google Guarantee. It's not available for Google Guarantee. It's more like junk removal, trash removal, debris, things like that. It's not specific to dumpster rentals. So this isn't a good category for that type of pay-per-lead program. Basically, Yelp is the equivalent. Through the Yelp program, this specific program, the Yelp ads, leads program is equivalent to the Google Guarantee program.
Okay. Is there like a projection of leads or whatnot per month, or is it budget related?
No, it's not budget related. The number of searches that are being done in that specific area, let me pull. One second. Let me pull it. Okay, so for yours, what she said is, okay, yes, we are going to want to set a large ad radius for this one because there's not a lot of providers in your area, but there is a lot of demand. So they're seeing a lot of demand there in Jacksonville Beach and the surrounding areas of about 35 miles. Is that your radius?
Yes.
Okay. So what they're seeing here is they're seeing a lot of hot pockets, especially recently in the last 3 months. So when we first went over this, it was in the end of October on the 30th. Those numbers have actually increased. There's been about 3,500 searches collectively in the past 3 months. Even if you're only going with a 1% rule of seeing 1% of those in return, which we always shoot for the very lowest, but we generally see a higher return. I mean, even 35 calls is going to more than cover the budget.
Right, right. I think I really, if you would ask me this December 1st, I would have said, yeah. Right now, I really, is there a way to, like, sign up and not start it till like next month? Because I mean, I'm slammed. I can't really take on any more work this month.
You can't take on any work at all for this month?
No, I've got 50 cans and they're all out.
They're all spoken for, huh?
Yeah.
That's great.
The last month was a totally different story.
Yeah.
And it's $500 a month.
Yeah.
I think.
And it's all a tax write-off on your end of your business taxes. So if we were to go ahead and get it set up now, we could get, like, get you, could you be able, would you be able to get it going by next week?
What do I have to do on my end for this app?
Pay the money and then do a 10-minute onboarding call to give us the service radius and give us access to anything else that we need. I mean, we have access to the Yelp page. We're able to claim in there and get it going. For all intents and purposes, it's a pretty quick onboarding.
Let me ask you something. So if I just say I sign up today,
mm-hmm.
Is there like a pause or something? I can keep my account, and then when I want leads, I can pay that extra $500 or no?
What do you mean?
Like, say I use it for this month, and then next mm-hmm. month I can't really take on any more work, so I cancel it for 30 days or whatever. And then after that, like a month or two goes by, I need work, I'll pay another $500 for that month.
For the Yelp ad? Like, yeah, I mean, I don't see why not. If you've got too much work coming in from something, which I mean, it's really rare, obviously, that we hear somebody has too much work. You know what I mean? But, I mean, in your situation, it's a little bit different. It's kind of like porta potties. You know, if you don't have any more, you just don't have any more. You know?
Yeah,
like,
I know. I already hired two new people,
mm-hmm.
like, beginning of last month, and I can't do any more right now. I mean, I'm all out of cans. I can't find anyone to make them right now.
Really?
But I'm sure next month is probably going to end up, they're all coming back, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and guess, you know, it does take a little bit for the traction. Like, I think you're going to love it. And like I said, it's 100% tax write-off on your end of your business taxes. So it's putting the company into a great position. And yes, you can, you know, you can get it going when you need to get it going. You can add more into your budget, things like that. It's completely up to you.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll go ahead and do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is it something we do? I'm driving right now. Do you need, like, my card or anything, or do you need the one on file?
No, I have the one on file. If I have your permission to charge it, I'll go ahead and charge it, and then I can schedule your onboarding call for later on in the week when you can set aside a few minutes to speak with my agent.
Okay. Do I need to be in – I'll probably need to be in front of a computer or something, right?
I mean, you could be. I don't think you have to be. They've never told me you had to be, but if you want to be, that's fine. Let me see here. Let me look at a time that's good for you. Okay, do you want to do, like, Friday?
Well, you got something around, like, midday Friday?
I do. I've got the whole day open. You tell me what time you want. I could do 12. I could do 1, 1:30.
Let's do 12.
You got it. Okay. I've got that. You're going to see an email come through that's going to say Yelp Ads Onboarding. It's going to have your first and last name. It's going to have your phone number. It's going to serve as a placeholder within the calendar. And then we'll go ahead and get that going. And then I'll call and introduce you to Kyle. He's very easygoing, very easy to get along with. And then we'll go ahead and crank it up and get him going for you, okay?
That sounds good.
All right. Well, it was a pleasure taking good care of you. And then I'll send you a text in my direct extension. That way you have it if you have any further questions, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Talk to you later.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.